right, man. Welcome to the Husky Sports Spotlight, where we give the scoop on UConn's most popular sports news on campus. I'm Evan Rodriguez.
I'm Caleb Jennings.
I'm John Libertore.
And let's get straight into it. All right. On to the reigning national champions, men's basketball. Obviously, they had the national run last year. Gets the Natty. They're obviously looking to continue some of their dominance. They're currently running one of the most sophisticated offensive schemes in the country. And obviously, they're going to be built on some hard-nosed, classic Dan Hurley defense. But obviously, it's going to be a challenge. They go in here. They lose some of their more productive players, obviously. Adama, Sanogo. They got Jordan, who's out, going to the Pelicans. And then Andre on that new-look Bucks roster with Damian Lillard. They're coming back with some people, though, too. I mean, we got Tristan Newton, who's going to be taking on more of a leadership role. A bit of a challenge for him, obviously. He's more of a soft-spoken player, but you can see what he can do on the court. But who do you guys really like off this roster right now?
I mean, the return of some sophomore guys. You got Caravan and Klingon, two guys who are going to do a lot of work for you, younger, talented players. Klingon, obviously a dominant guy in the paint, huge player, does a lot with the ball, can do a lot off the ball. Caravan gets it done no matter where, inside, outside. They did very well last year, still got to stay up on things, but they also picked up a lot of guys in this new recruiting class.
I mean, yeah, that was the main thing I was going to say. I think this recruiting class is really going to be the key to going back-to-back. I mean, you don't see back-to-back natties typically ever. Usually after a natty, their best players go away to the NBA, go pro. But I think we brought in some guys like Stephon Castle and Solomon Ball who can relieve that scoring that we had last year from, you'd say, Jordan Hawkins. And I think we might even have a higher ceiling than we did last year, which is crazy to say, but these recruits, 5-star, 4-star recruits, some of the best in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Coach Hurley has said that everyone will be will have an opportunity to really play on this roster, but I mean, it's going to be tough when you got guys like Cam Spencer coming in here, shot 43.4% from 3 last season in the Big Ten. He definitely has the grittiness, the toughness to play in a conference like the Big East. You know, you're going up against teams like Creighton or Marquette, top teams in the nation, not even just in the Big East. But how do you guys think that he's going to adjust to this new role in the Big East?
I mean, I think for the most part, it's going to be pretty gradual increase in his productivity. I mean, we're going to look at him coming over through the transfer portal, but I really think he's going to make an immediate impact for this team. UConn is definitely, we were a high-scoring team. You look all throughout our run in the Natty last year, crazy score differentials for most of the games, but I think this is someone who's really going to add a big offensive hotspot to the team.
I mean, I think it's honestly been an easy transition. When you have a good enough defense like UConn does to relieve that pressure off the offense, it makes it pretty easy to just slide into a role, especially as a sniper. It'll make it pretty simple for him to succeed and give him a lot of opportunity to grow as a player.
All right, moving on to football, man. It's disappointment in stores. You know, they're coming into a season expected to rebound off a pretty incredible season in Jim Moore's first year in stores. 6 wins, but now they are 0-4 as of this recording. What do you think is wrong with this team, guys?
It's honestly, I mean, it comes down to the offense. It's as simple as that. Our defense last year was great. This year, definitely lacking a little bit of the energy last year, but still has shown some positives and shown that they can compete. But our offense is killing them. We can't score, and it's just tiring these guys out. And at some point, the defense can't let up forever. They're going to get points dropped in their head. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, this defense is kind of what kept us in games for a while the past couple seasons, but now it kind of seems like they're not able to make up for what the offense has been lacking. I mean, it's tough because we're in a situation where UConn hasn't really had a solid quarterback situation these past couple years, and it's been bouncing around, whether it's been an injury or just replacements, but I think that's something that's really hurt this team is just not having, one, a real solid offensive leader and just the lack of consistency throughout personnel. I mean, after this Duke loss, it was just brutal.
I mean, they lost Jackson Mitchell early to the targeting incident. Coach Moore was furious in that postgame press conference. Looking at the offense, how nervous should someone like Nick Charlton be after this loss? He's been under fire consistently from the fan base.
I mean, I'm not so sure if it's offensive scheming or if it's personnel, like I said. I mean, I know it's been a question for a while now, and obviously a lot of people in any of the UConn rooms should kind of be a little concerned with how this season's been going. I mean, it's been really, really bad, especially after the expectation from last year. But At this point, you can't really fully blame coaching. We haven't had, like I said, a solid quarterback situation. The offense hasn't been able to get it done on the field. Play calling has been a little questionable, but for the most part, you have to have the players that are going to be able to execute. And if they're not able to do it, sure, you can get rid of the coaches, but is that really going to change anything?
Yeah, I think we do lack the personnel, but I do think coaching has played a big part. I mean, even last year, we did win six games, but it wasn't because of our offense, and especially it wasn't because of our creativity in the past. Our run game led everything, and I think that really comes down to how good your running backs and how good your line can hold up. I think our offense, especially in the past game, is lacking a lot of creativity, and it's just something, I mean, at this point, you're 0-4. I feel like it's something needs to get changed. I feel like some sort of creativity needs to be involved. It's been very stale, very boring, and I think Charlton's definitely on the hot seat right now because of that.
What are the chances of this first win coming on Saturday against an Aggies team that really fought with JMU? Obviously, they started off pretty slow in the first half, but they really were competitive in that second half. I mean, they've shown the ability to 100% compete and be competitive in these types of games, even on the road.
I'm not so sure what the game's going to end up looking like, but I mean, any college football, there's always a chance for these teams to win, but UConn really needs to come out fighting strong, and I know you touched on it before, Evan, but the whole the Jackson Mitchell targeting incident, that's really something that this defense especially can use to kind of fuel themselves in this game. They really need a spark, and that's a situation. I mean, you have ACC people making calls down during the game telling you to review plays more, and you have a player removed from the game because of it. I mean, that's something that's got to get you fired up, and I really hope they bring that energy to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, it's college football. Everyone has a fighter's chance. 100%. As of right now, I wouldn't say we're definitely not the favorite, and I definitely say it looks slim for a win. I think we need to, again, pull up some more offensive consistency, pull out some more creative plays, do something different that these guys haven't seen before. Last year, we did play them very close, but we're also missing some key players like that, and our run game was efficient that last year in that first game when we played them, and we haven't seen that much this year, and I think it's going to take some spark like that because Utah State has shown they can put up points. They put up 70 a couple weeks ago. And we haven't seen that from this UConn team, so it's something that's definitely going to be needed.
All right, we've got a super special guest on the podcast today. He's covered the 2021 UConn Women's National Championship appearance. He's currently the sports editor of UConn's premier student newspaper, The Daily Campus. It's my very good friend, Stratton Stave. Strat, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Happy to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so this is definitely another exciting season for women's basketball in stores. You've got a healthy Paige. There's a return of, like, Nika, Aaliyah, and you even got a healthy Ice Brady. But what are some of the X factors on this roster in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. I mean, it has to be Paige to start. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, she's should be fully healthy on paper. I mean, you never know how people adjust coming back from injuries and stuff, but, I mean, it all starts and ends with Paige. And, I mean, you look, Aaliyah Edwards, returning All-American. She did a lot without a lot of help last year. I mean, you lose Lou Lopez-Senichel, but given the talent that you have coming back, I mean, that's not the end of the world. And AZ Fudd, someone that wasn't mentioned, she played first six games last year at an All-American level. A lot of people forget about that. I mean, she pretty much single-handedly beat Iowa, who went on to have a pretty good run there in the tournament. A couple good newcomers coming in, too. KK Arnold, name to watch. Could have some trouble getting on the floor with the amount of depth in the backcourt, but she will help with the minutes that she puts in.
So Stratton, back on the topic of Paige, it's pretty clear that she's essential to the success of this roster. As someone who's seen her at her peak, what are some of your expectations at her for this season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that she's going to have to carry the team in the way that she did her first season and then when she came back. But, I mean, with a team that's now sort of used to playing without her and not having to really rely on her to get points, I think that she can drive the offense, look to be a little less ball dominant with Nika Mule there to sort of give her some nice passes, spread the ball, and then be more of a secondary ball handler. I mean, while she is great when she's able to make her teammates better, it's also, I mean, she's a world-class scorer, so I think that that's going to help her a lot.
And lastly, I mean, the competition in women's college basketball has been ramping up, especially over the last year. With teams in a non-conference schedule like Maryland, UCLA, what do you think a game that's been circled on their schedule going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, even though you lose Aaliyah Boston, it has to be South Carolina. Or I think it's in South Carolina in February. Ever since Paige Becker's clutch overtime shot against South Carolina back in her freshman year, South Carolina has won, like, I think three straight. So that is a game that everyone's going to have circled on their calendar. UConn's really going to be licking their chops at a vulnerable South Carolina team that's losing a fair bit.
All right, just a small preview of the UConn women's basketball season from the Daily Campus sports editor, Stratton Stave. Stratton, thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was great.
No problem. Appreciate it.
And that's a wrap on all things UConn sports. I'm Evan.
I'm Caleb.
I'm John.
And we'll catch you next week for some of the biggest sports storylines in stores.